Right now on the line, I have somebody who has spent 2 years travelling with interstate truck drivers, recording their experiences and their reflections on what it means to do a very difficult job. Dr. Jan Karp is a lecturer in criminology at the University of New England at Armidale. Good morning, Dr. Karp.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Very well, thanks. 2 years travelling with interstate truckers. Did that take a toll on your health?
Actually, it did. I went out quite fit and felt good, and then drove to meet the driver, and then got in the truck and did a trip and came home and often walked upstairs and lay down on the lounge room floor and thought, my God, what have I been through?
What, was it the food? Was it the exhaustion?
The food's really interesting, actually. I found that these men really don't eat. I can tell you that I remember once saying to a fellow, look, I really actually have to get something to eat. And mm-hmm. he said, well, that's great. I'm about to get some petrol, or diesel in that case. And by the time I'd raced in, lined up, got my meal and raced out, including food for him, he was already waiting, engine running to go. And that's the way they live.
Is that typical of the industry, the punishing schedule?
Yes, definitely. For your listeners, interstate means overnight or 500 kilometres in a trip. And I spoke to a wife who said, whose husband worked in Victoria, and she said, my husband can be away for a week and not leave the state. In other words, he's just driving, mm-hmm. doing work in Victoria.
How did your experience go with the stereotype that you had in your mind when you first went out on the road?
Yes, I'm from a community of roughheads, I suppose, in Sydney, and I mean that with affection, tough men and sometimes rude and abrupt. And I found, of course, these people, you know, as a visitor in their truck, but I found them actually very nice men. I found them much brighter than what they reported. You know, they'd say, you know, we're a dumb lot, I found that sort of not true at all. These men, as I drove in the truck, you could see them loading, unloading, filling in logbooks, calculating, you know, how they were going to do this trip. And as I spoke to them about recording all this information that they had to put down, I couldn't understand it, and it took me a very long time to get across what they were doing.
There is a negative stereotype that has developed over the years about truck drivers. People tend to feel threatened by them simply because of the size of their vehicle, and there's also some unfortunate people operating on the wrong side of the law, faking their logs and amphetamine use. Did you experience any of that?
Look, I did a trip into Melbourne Docklands area there, Dockyards, your big port or where the export goes out, and the trip basically involved grain almost from the farmer's gate going into Melbourne. And so this driver did that trip with a huge amount of weight on the back of his truck. And as we're going into the city, the amount of cars who saw this truck sort of, you know, lumbering along into mm-hmm. the city, who would quite happily just jump in front and go around, and he did not have, you know, he has to anticipate all the time the braking, the time it's going to take to keep his truck safe. And then back you're into the load, into the Docklands, and of course out again we had the same type of experience. So, you know, these men operate with a lot of responsibility. And then of course, you know, we have the reporting of the cowboy mm-hmm. who then becomes the image of the industry, as in a lot of professions.
Did the drivers feel comfortable having you record what they had to say to you? Were they opening up to you?
Well, firstly, they let me in their truck, which was a privilege. And then it's their territory. And so, in fact, part of being a researcher is not talking. You actually need to be silent and understand the workplace, let them concentrate on what they're doing. And then as they began to feel that they could trust me, that I was going to operate all right in their workplace, then they spoke. But all this is negotiated. You know, it's almost, you know, if you want to say something, fine. If you don't. If you want the tape off, fine. If you want it on, fine. And I do what they allow me to record.
Some of those trucks can be pretty comfortable, and you spent quite a bit of time out there. Now that you're home, do you miss being out on the road?
I like looking at the trucks. I look at them and I think they're majestic. I'm up in a rural area, a very, very busy trucking area, and these huge, in fact, I wrote a beautiful poem about these sort of gigantic beasts, you know, rolling along on mm-hmm. bitumen.
Well, I hope that you don't miss it too much. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Dr. Karp. It's been very interesting.
Good morning.
Dr. Jan Karp, a lecturer in criminology at the University of New England at Armidale.